portals. As I have already said, they work exactly like a ship's engine, or as a ship, but from the inside towards the outside. A ship's engine wraps itself in an energetic toroid that changes the frequency of itself and everything that is inside the toroid that the engine emits. In a portal, the area of influence is only the interior or the vortex of the machine. What changes is only the frequency of what enters it. Once again, if the frequency of the center of the portal equals that of the destination, everything that enters said portal will arrive or transform itself into the part of the destination. On the destination side, an area just appears as a confused, blurred, or as a water effect, as has been exposed in the Stargate series and movies, or in this case, also as flashes of strong light from that place. But most commonly, it just simply appears out of nothing from the point of view of someone in the destination. This first donut, what part of the portal is it exactly? The hole in the center of a toroid. It is the portal. The donut is a toroid as seen from above. Likewise, the portal is the vortex or the nucleus of the toroid. The portal is the center or the hole in the center of the toroid. It is as if a toroid is seen from above, and the entrance is in terms of energy flow to the input from the outer edge of the toroid inward. This flow, called flux, is what gradually changes what enters there, from a base frequency to the one resulting from the energy of the very toroid, whose frequency equals that of the destination, inserting what enters there at the compatible destination or location in terms of its frequency that the portals dictate. Do you understand me so far? Comments Robert. Yes, and very well. Everything exposed in those series is what happens in the jump rooms to Mars or any other spot of those controlled and owned by the Cabal. While these rings are high-tech, and therefore relatively small, to make a portal with terrestrial technology, you need installations of the CERN type. This is CERN, but CERN is nothing else but a human-manufactured portal. What you see is a portal. This thing of searching for God particles there is an excuse. As we have said before, they don't spend thousands of millions of euros searching for something of very little practical or applicable value, only useful for mathematics. They know this. This apparatus is something more practical and in the face of everyone, a grand portal. Once again, they are basically a series of rotating rings displacing superconducting liquid, as in the engines. The effect gathered between the rings creates an energetic magnetic dynamic of high energy toroid. That is, as you know, the basic energetic form for all matter. This is why everything seems to be a toroid. It is. Once again, as with the ships, you only need a portal device and a frequency map of locations with their frequency equivalent. You enter it into the device and switch it on. You make sure that the energy of the nucleus is adequate and ready. Basically, it is this easy. Yes, there are various ways of creating the high energy toroid. It is not the only way or technology. But in essence, it is the same. How are yours different from those of CERN? And what exactly do they do in CERN? CERN is an effort to try to create a large portal where big things or things with large volumes would fit, as to fit troops from the other sides, ships, whatever. CERN is basically an effort to bring reinforcements to Earth so they can fight against the Federation blockades, to bring in negative entities, essentially reinforcements. Asks Robert. And every portal would necessarily need another portal at the destination? In the destination, you don't need a portal. But yes, you can link two portals, one at the exit and another at the destination. It is the most effective way to connect two locations. But you can program a portal to arrive at any destination. But when you get there, you cannot go back without another portal or without finding the mouth of where you exited. You can go to the destination or return from the same side as you left. The very energetic dynamic of the toroid makes the frequency of the person that passes from the location of origin to that of the destination shift by them going through the ring of the portal, or center of the toroid, or the reverse. For example, you can establish a point as a portal, as those of South America. It is not that there is some technology there. Rather, this location and its specific frequency is set so that there you wait for the portal to open from the other side. It's not a machine. It is not a portal. It is what you see, a door-shaped notch carved in rock. But the portal, the machine in the other side, wherever it may be, has determined artificially and subjectively to use that place as the portal opening. And that is why the ancients carved that door there, but could be anywhere else. This, on the other hand, is not necessarily a portal. Yes, you can use it, but the bathroom door too. This, as we have discussed before, it is a message about the portal in the sun, not the portal itself. You can officially create a double portal that is always open, but controlled from the origin side, with a two-piece device dynamics, positioned side by side, making it a double portal or a double ring. This creates the dynamics of a double toroid, and as a result, you can transit freely from one side to another. You can do this with one portal, but this way, the energy is more stable. A question. You say that these stone portals are not portals until they are activated from the other side. How exactly do you open, activate them? For example, these doors in those rocks. Only from the side of the portal of the machine itself. That of the rock is inconsequential. It only marks the location where it opens from the control on the other side. This spot, the door in the rock, we can say has a frequency of 4399.08. By dictating it to the machine when passing through the portal, you will appear there. If you then change the number and the frequencies of the same machine, you can redirect the destination to another location, to any place, always and when you have the address, asks Robert. And the location of CERN, is it in this geographical place for a reason? Some kind of pattern for it to be in Switzerland? Is there something in that area? Some ley line that amplifies the energy of the toroid? And would this technology be from 5D? It is on ley lines, yes. They help increase the energy by draining it from the field of Earth itself. CERN technology is retro-engineering. This is why it is so voluminous when that of the star races is compact, only the ring itself. It is why it does not function well for them. They cannot minimize appliance sizes without losing efficiency and output power. Okay, another question. Going back to portals in rocks. Have you used these stone portals before? I imagine you have, right? Are there any that are open right now? No, you don't keep the portals open all the time, only when you use them. Up to now, we have only talked about artificial portals. You use a portal, go through it, and you close it, asks Robert. And which races could they be, those who used the stone portals? And for a casual observer, would he or she see the stone portal like a mirage within it? Yes, it would be as a mirage. And multiple races has used them. But they are mainly those that you have named Homo capensis. Are you still using artificial portals? And would coming to Earth through the portal be easier than with the ship then? It is used for transportation, yes. Every ship has its portal. It is part of the equipment. You already know it under another name, tractor beam. Think about it. It is only logical. You enter there in the ship, and it moves you to wherever, changing its frequency, your frequency. Then, in this case, you don't need a portal on the other side. No, it is not necessary. You just enter the tractor beam, and it passes you wherever you want, literally wherever you want. It is as with the Star Trek transporters. Only that they are more advanced and secure. Sometimes we go down to Earth like that. But the Taygetans prefer simple things, favoring ships and to walk down a traditional ramp, asks Robert. I imagine that those beings that came through the portals to come from 5D, they used some form of technology so that the 3D wouldn't affect them negatively. And vice versa for the humans of the Earth. And doing some meditation and concentration, could you activate any of those portals, standing in front of them and marking your destination with the frequency of self-manifestation? Meditation in itself doesn't do much to activate artificial portals. Yes, you change your frequency in meditation, making you more compatible with a portal, for example. But with these technologies, it is simply something technical and has little or nothing to do with meditation. Yes, they use frequency rings so that 3D does not affect them, or they get used to 3D little by little, or to get their bodies used to 3D little by little to balance the energy. Can you describe what one feels passing through the portal? You don't feel much, like an electric presence, as static, a sudden change in temperature too. Something else that draws the attention is that you smell different things. One moment where you were normal, what you are used to, and all of a sudden the smells of the destination hit you, a different temperature. This more with us women, as we generally have a more activated sense of smell. But in itself, going through a portal is rapid. far from being like going through a wormhole or something like that. You just are in your ship. A step forward, you are in Peru or wherever it may be. One step back and you are back in the ship. Or you can look at Peru with your face while your body remains in the ship. That cannot be with your face. Yes. Or you are in the ship and put your hands through and take something from Peru and return your hands. You don't feel anything. Just like static, as if you were rubbing a balloon in your hair. Oh, come here then, Svaru. They won't even notice that you are gone. You can appear in my bathroom. I will set out beautiful essences so that it smells good. Or you just show your face. But would it look just like a face floating alone in the air? Yes, essentially so. Or with the face you can see, but from the destination they only see something blurry or like water. Water or water effect is because of the liquid or the flow of the toroid. It wouldn't be as in Stargate where you see it as waves in a pond. More like mirror-like water, or flowing somewhat towards the geometric center of the Stargate ring. Well, passing the hand through would be with a Stargate-type portal. With the tractor beam, I don't know how, because one is horizontal, Stargate, and the other is vertical, the tractor beam. I am talking about the energy flow, not of the position of the device itself. In your ship, what kind of portal do you have? Only a tractor beam. This is from Star Trek, but is almost identical. Only that in Star Trek, they use one for each person. While in our case, it is all together with one large single influence area. And which do you use to go to a specific place then? Any? Any of the two. Only that in Stargate, you enter it walking and you can drive a vehicle through the portal. But with the tractor beam, you have to put the people or objects in the influence area and then activate the portal. But to appear in our flat, for example, you don't need to bring the ship close to Barcelona and then use the tractor beam, right? Or you do. Or physically bringing the ship closer to the sites has nothing to do with it. That's right. You only have to activate the tractor beam. We could go on and go on about the subject of artificial portals, and many things would be repeated, or almost. And that is because they work the same way as a ship, but in reverse. Just like a ship, it moves and controls its vibratory frequency being inside its own toroid. And when the frequency of the ship is equivalent to that of the destination, it will jump there from its initial position to the destination, disappearing from the exit point and materializing itself at the arrival. So, the artificial portal, when the device is turned on, modifies the frequency of everything that enters through the mouth of the portal, or the nucleus of the toroid. I insist on toroid because it is the magnetic, gravitatory, high energy dynamics of the flow, the flux, required to achieve this. Because it feeds itself by recycling its own energy. But the portal device itself does not change its frequency, as would a ship. Only its interior. But the principle is exactly the same. You operate a ship as you do a portal. It is just that with the portal, you need more detailed information of the destination frequency. This is because when you go to a specific location with a ship, you only have to arrive at the general location of the destination, and from there you fly normally, as you would with an aircraft or a helicopter, to the exact place. With the portal, you need the frequency points the exact and detailed numbers of the precise and small location of the destination location in order for the portal to open exactly where you want it to. So the quantity of data you have to feed the controlling computer is much more and way more precise than in the case of a ship. We have already given examples of these high precision factors with large numbers and many fractals in Stellar Navigation 1. Asks Robert. I imagine that the only size limit of the artificial portals would be according to their installation. And the natural portals, how large are they usually? Good question. Leaving the natural ones aside, as those vary enormously in size, in the case of an artificial portal, if we have a diameter opening of 3 meters, logically, you would not enter an 18-wheeled vehicle in the device. This is the first and obvious limitation, but it has to be mentioned even though it sounds as a joke. But there is another limitation, which I have not seen anyone share on portals. It is something they wouldn't be able to know without having the portal in their hands. In the case of a ship, the calculations of the required output power of the engines to wrap the ship's mass and everything in it, plus a large or dense load too, has already been made. Yes, there is a limit. In the case of a portal, for example, a small one like in Stargate, what enters the portal must have a specific density per volume. It cannot exceed this matter density, or else the energy that device is capable of generating will not be enough to change the density of the matter that enters its mouth or vortex. This means, let's look at a small one. If we have a portal where small wooden items can be passed through, just to mention a material, it can be anything, the energy of this is low. But even though the objects were of the same size, you will not be able to shift the frequency of, say, a 6 kilo exercise weight made of iron. As we have already said, matter is a set of nodes within a gravitational field concentrated with a frequency harmonics very specific to each material object in the medium, the ether, with fluid dynamics. So, the amount of energy that an object of great mass receives from the ether, as the 6 kilo exercise weight, which is the mass of the object, exceed the capacity of the portal device to supply the magnetic electric energy to neutralize the magnetic gravitational flow that the exercise weight generates. Do I make sense? Asks Robert. Well, then mass counts a lot. For example, Gosha and I could pass through a portal, but not someone larger, right? Or you could, Svaru, pass through a portal, but us being of larger mass could not. That is to say that the portal needs a certain amount of toroidal energy to be able to neutralize the energy that the object's mass receives from the ether field where it is in the first place. Okay, so when you say a density per volume, it has nothing to do with the density frequency in this case. Density per volume means the physical mass of the object material. Is that so? Yes. If a portal is only capable to provide a power of, say, 1 million electron volts, it will not be able to move the density of a piece that needs 1,320,000 electron volts. Comments Robert. This means, for example, you can transport a person, but not an elephant. As Robert says, it is exactly as it is. What is the weight limit? Although it may fit through the portal or tunnel itself, the mass limit, not so much the weight, but is related, depends on each portal. But in itself, it is calculated with the object mass in relation to the density factor, by the energy that the portal device is able to generate. m/d × e. Formula. Basic, of course. Nobody talks about this problem or limitation of portals. And it is one of the reasons why the Cabal tries to make them larger, like CERN. In itself, their device is of a great size because it is retroengineering, and the components are not miniaturized. It is like having a refrigerator the size of a flat, full of pipes and things and condensers, compressors, radiators, everything for a 1 cubic foot fridge. In a 3D neutral portal, someone of a large mass cannot pass through. But you, yes. But if you are in 5D, you might be able to pass that same person through using the same device. This limitation is why the negatives on Earth can only pass limited things and personnel through their portals. Why can that person be able to pass suddenly? I didn't understand that part. Does the mass change in 5D? Less gravity, etc.? Yes, the mass factor changes with the density. It is less mass for the same object. For example, were I to eat a terrestrial hot dog, it would be as if you ate a brick. The mass factor changes with the density frequency, then? Yes. Comments Robert. I understand now, for example, you have always said that their portals are so small that they will only send through one at a time, the ones their regressives have. Yes, and therefore they are limited. Logically, there is also a time limit in which something needs to completely pass through before the following thing or person can enter. Asks Robert. The portal is open for a limited time only? In the case of natural portals, yes, they do have a time limit, but it is another dynamics. In the case of the artificial portals, the device has to terminate its change density process of what enters it before it can restart the process for the next thing. Another limit is that in some cases, the portal device tends to overheat, specifically the capacitors or coils, and you have to wait until it cools down. This, logically, depends on each specific portal device and how well it is made. Is there a solution so that the portals can be able to transport objects of higher mass? Of course, more power. That is why they want a bigger CERN. One thing's Baru. Is it okay that we publish this? We give clues to the negatives, don't we? Clues on how to resolve their problems with the portals. They already know this. The only thing this can bring on is that they don't like that people know this. I have not given clues on how to reduce the size of the device by power output. But if they already know this, why do they insist on a bigger portal? Because this is the only way they can generate more internal power of the portal itself. They do not have miniaturization. Us here, yes. Therefore, my example of the fridge. They have a refrigerator the size of many rooms in a flat, all to achieve the same what a small fridge in the kitchen does. There is no point in making a small desktop portal, but they can be used for messaging, for example. Do you mean miniaturize the objects that pass through the portal or the portal itself? No, you cannot miniaturize the physical entrance of the portal. Even if it had great power, they will continue to get stuck when trying to enter. So, to what miniaturization are you referring? That of the objects that are sent through? the opening itself has to be of a certain size. I mean that in the case of CERN, they need all these large and voluminous apparatuses full of tubes and all sorts of gadgets to accomplish the same thing that this would do. This technology they don't have. Miniaturization of components to achieve the same result. Okay, I understand. Not the portal itself or the objects going through, but the whole mechanism. Part of the reason, the true reason, for invading Iraq was to seize the portals. Not only those in the Baghdad Museum, but also those in the Al-Ur. A black and white drawing is a clear representation. There are no images online of the portals, but basically the rings are like this. Those in Iraq, are they artificial or natural? Antique artificial, mainly Elohi. The majority no longer works, but still, they shouldn't fall into the hands of the people. Where else are there old artificial portals? At this time, they have already been removed from almost all archaeological sites. There are in the pyramids, such as those of Bosnia and of Crimea, under Giza, and modern ones in Area 51 in Nevada, in bases such as Wright-Patterson in Ohio, or under the Pentagon, or small ones of low energy that can only send through one person at a time in jump rooms in various military installations. Where are the portals that the reptilians use to send people to Mars and Venus? In dumps, down below, in various dumps all over the world. As you see, there are many portals, so they are difficult to stop. We note that the reptiles have supplied small operational portals to human agencies, because the jump rooms are relatively small and always with Sumerian or at least ancient motifs and symbols. Up to now, I haven't seen or I don't know of jump rooms with 100% human technology, be it cabal or not. It also explains the existence of particle accelerators like CERN. And yes, a portal can be used to bring in another turned-off portal to the other side, as long as it fits the threshold. Or it can be assembled in the new place. So this is why there is such a proliferation of portals today, and there are thousands. It seems as if the whole world has them, except the people. This is why the Federation has not been able to shut off or dismantle them all. They bring in more from other sides. From the point of view of 5D, to call it something, it is just another machine. For example, in Taygeta, it is used for messaging. You have your house in the mountains, and every week you are sent your grocery pantry or whatever you need. It appears in your terminal, like a big mailbox. Or you want to send something to your friend who is 3,000 kilometers away from you, or in Temer, while you are in Era. You put it there and it is instantly sent to your friend. But there are politics of their use, especially from sites close to Earth, such as this ship, or from the Earth itself. For example, in Taygeta, there is a registry of portals usage and to which addresses they were used, to avoid that the negatives infiltrate with the use of the portals. It would just be too easy for them. From a jump room in Nevada to Temer, and there you have soldiers invading Temer. As do the ships, the portals too leave an energetic signal remnant, such as gamma rays, sparkles, that give away the usage of a portal. So yes, the use of jump rooms is detectable and recordable. There is also another problem that renders it not advisable to use portals long distance. There are often no millimetrically precise records available on the exact frequencies of the destination, because, as I have said, they change with time and variables. So you send something to the Svaru you know, and it reaches another Svaru. In theory, that is also what many dislike. The result is a little uncertain. Because at a distance, even though there are no distances, yes, the variables and factors to consider increase, rendering a traditional use of a ship more practical. And how is it that you could make a mistake with the destination address and the Cabal sends soldiers to Venus without problems? Or do they commit errors too? But Venus and Mars is something local, and yes, they make errors. If they open a portal in a remote place on Era, the SAR alarms will come on, and the invaders will be attacked. The portals are not completely invisible. Okay, I understand. This is all tremendously interesting. Many thanks for your time. This subject fascinates me. Comments Robert. Many thanks, Varu. I liked it very much too. Thanks to both. We will deal with natural portals next. See you soon. Rest well.